بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب قضاء حوائج المسلمين. الحمد لله. The 29th chapter regarding fulfilling the needs of a Muslim. So we had been discussing the other chapters regarding concealing the faults of Muslims and not publicizing the faults unnecessarily. In this chapter we are doing fulfilling the needs of a Muslim. قال الله تعالى وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون. Allah Ta'ala says that do good deeds so that you may become successful. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المسلم أخو المسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said a Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. لا يظلمه, he does not oppress him, ولا يسلمه, he does not hand him over to the enemies. من كان في حاجة أخيه كان الله في حاجته. Whoever fulfills the need of his Muslim brother, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill his needs. وَمَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِهَا كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever removes a problem, a difficulty of his Muslim brother, Allah Ta'ala will then remove his difficulty from the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults. So similar hadith came previously in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorts us, encourages us to maintain unity, brotherhood, not to oppress one another, not to hand over the Muslim to the enemy, to fulfill the need of your Muslim brother. If you do that, then Allah will fulfill your needs. You remove some difficulty, Allah will remove your difficulties, especially on the day of Qiyamah, when you will require your difficulties to be removed. The day of Qiyamah is a very catastrophic day. There will be horrors, there will be pain, there will be suffering. And on that day, a person will require that things become easy for him. So because you helped a Muslim brother in this world and you remove his difficulty, Allah will remove your difficulty on the day of Qiyamah. And of course, again, not publicizing the fault of a Muslim brother. If you saw him doing something wrong, you conceal the fault, and Allah will conceal your fault on the day of Qiyamah. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. That person who removes a difficulty from a Muslim brother, mu'min, then Allah will remove his difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة. Whoever becomes, makes it easy for a person in distress and difficulty, and Allah will make it easy for him in this world and the Akhirah. Many of the commentators explain this as that person who gives more chance to a debtor to pay off his debts. A person has got debts, he's in taklif. The word usrun in Arabic means difficulty. So mu'asir refers to one who has got financial difficulties, he's got debts. And that person who's a creditor, he gives him extra chance to pay, gives him more time to pay. Or he even makes the payment less. Or sometimes he even waives off the entire amount. So whoever makes it easy for his debtor, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for the creditor in this world and the hereafter. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever conceals a fault of his Muslim brother, Allah will conceal his fault in this world and the hereafter. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah continues helping a person as long as he helps his Muslim brother. So whoever helps his Muslim brother, Allah will continue helping him. Then Rasulullah says, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That person who takes a path in which he seeks knowledge of deen, Allah will make for him the path to Jannah easy. So studying deen. What we are doing now is also studying deen. You might not have to go formally to a madrasa to study. Of course, those students, people who give their whole lives for the sake of learning knowledge, that's a different, the reward will definitely be more. But if we also make niyat, I am seeking deen, so this path that you have taken is the path of knowledge, then Allah will make for you the path towards Jannah easy. وَمَجْسَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَكْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. No group of people gather in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciting the Qur'an Majeed, teaching it to one another, except that sakina, peace and tranquility descends upon them. So So whenever we're sitting in a gathering of this nature, we are learning Quran, we're teaching to one another, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends sakina, peace and tranquility over such a gathering. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ Allah's mercy comes over this gathering. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ The angels surround this gathering. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ Then Allah ta'ala makes mention of this gathering. Allah praises this gathering in the gathering of the angels. وَمَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ رواه مسلم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that person whose deeds have kept him behind, in other words, he has not done good deeds, he has procrastinated, he has delayed in doing good deeds, on the day of Qiyamah, his lineage will not take him forward. It will not come to any assistance. He cannot say, Ya Allah, I was from the family of a Nabi. I was the family of a Wali. My father was an alim. My father was a very pious person. Lineage will not help a person. Whichever family you come from, whichever tribe you come from, regardless how good the tribe may be, or how which pious people may be in the tribe, but you lag behind. Nabi Kareem SAW called his own daughter Fatima, radiallahu ta'ala. He said, Oh Fatima, in this world, I am your father. Whatever you require in the world, I will try my level best to assist you. But as for the akhirat, you will save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. He called his aunt Safiya radiallahu ta'ala, Oh my aunt, I love you. In this world, as a nephew, whatever you require, I will assist you. But as for akhirat, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar. You will save yourself. In other words, you have to strengthen your iman and you have to do good deeds. So do not think because you are related to me and lineage now will propel you forward and take you forward if your deeds are delaying you. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand and make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.